You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the day's play after the Western Bulldogs 60-point win over St Kilda on Thursday night footy. After a week under siege, the Dogs bit back hard and they have taken a chunk out of the Saints' prospects in 2024. Here's how Jared Healy assessed it on AFL Nation. Liam Jones is with us from the Bulldogs. Hello, Liam. Welcome to AFL Nation. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Did that mean a bit, that one, to respond?
It did, yeah. I think the first half, you know, we played the way we wanted to play and our pressure was up and I feel like we did it the right way. And we know we can do that, so... it was a really good win and really positive result.
Did you come here tonight settled and confident that you would respond like that? Or were you driving here with an element of, okay, the pressure's on, I wonder how this goes?
I think everyone did feel a little bit of pressure because last week wasn't the way we wanted to play. But our good results were, you know, not too far away. You know, we played okay against Geelong and just let that one slip. But I feel like we played our brand really well. And then the week before was the Gold Coast where we got a good win. So our form wasn't too far away, so we didn't have to search it for it for too much. And like I said, I feel like we did it in the right way with a lot of pressure and a lot of hardness around the ball. And the boys that come in definitely bought into that.
Liam, do you know what your pressure rating was at halftime?
Nah, no idea. I know that that's something that we're going for, you know, every week, yeah. And it was down last week. But, yeah, I didn't hear anything about it today yet.
Jeez, it was the eye test said it was in the 200s. It was absolutely magnificent. And I thought that was A grade, and your ball movement, your kicking skills was absolutely great. It must have been good to have your old backline colleague Bailey Dale kicking the ball as if he's never missed a beat.
Yeah, no, he's a beautiful kick, and with JJ and Lockie Bramble dashing off the halfback, it's pretty easy to just look up and give the ball to them and watch how they use it and watch how they run.
I noticed you nailed a number of kicks. I reckon your kicking has improved in the second part of your career.
Oh, I think so. It's something I've always worked on. I feel like it's probably been a bit of a weakness in my game, so I've just been working on it and trying not to tighten up on my kicks. And I've been lucky enough to, you know, be around a lot of good coaches and good players that I've tried to learn a bit from. So, yeah, just trying to hit the easy ones and the obvious ones, and then that's usually pretty safe.
Coming into the game, you've changed Ed Richards, who's normally stabilising the back line side by side with you. And you moved him into the middle. I assume that was just a make-up for Libba's absence.
I think so. And I think Richo's running ability and his size was needed this week, just with the way he runs, you know, defensively and offensively. And he had one game. It was a practice match where he really, really played well in the midfield. So I think that's always been in the back of the coach's mind and the player's mind, that he could do that if we needed it. And, yeah, he's a great player. I feel like he could play anywhere. So hopefully we don't lose him for too long down back.
You're an experienced player. How did you cope with a week with all the scrutiny around player harmony, coach harmony, and the whole club being under the microscope?
I felt all right. I don't really listen to too much. Obviously, you hear bits and pieces. So I think we just had to stick together. And like I said, we knew that we were very capable and we just had to do it the right way, you know. I feel like no one really had to, you know, shoot the lights out. We just had to have a good team performance filled with a lot of pressure and the way that we want to play footy. And I feel like we did that tonight. And positive signs and a good foundation for what we can move forward in the season.
So Jack McRae was sub a couple of weeks ago. He had 30. And Bailey Dale was sub last week. He had 39. It might be good to go to the sub bench and come back.
Yeah, it might have put a few boys on edge, but they're quality players and quality characters. So the way that they've handled the whole process, and it's, you know, a good position for us to be in as a team when we've got pressure coming from the bottom and you guys coming in every week. So pressure for spots and for competition, and for those guys to respond like that's excellent.
Was there anything during the week, Liam, that you would regard as significant? A training, a meeting, or anything else like that that helped set a tone?
I wouldn't say significant. I feel like the six-day break was a bit of a blessing. You know, it's hard six-day break sometimes when you've copped a few knocks and stuff. But in terms of, you know, a week's a long time in football. And if you've only got 6 days till the next game and we're up first on Thursday night, we had one really sharp session on the Tuesday. So we didn't get too much time to think, which I think was a positive. And like I said, we just come out with a really good intent. And I feel like we did it the right way. And we remained positive with what we could, what we were capable of. And it was, I feel like we played really well.
Liam, you did. That's terrific. Thanks a lot for your time and good luck with what's to come next.
Thank you very much.
The Western Bulldogs, 19-10-124 over St Kilda, 9-10-64. Aaron Norton booted 6, Cody Waitman and Marcus Bontempelli 3 each. Tim Membry booted 3 for the losers. Here's how he called it on AFL Nation. Bailey Dale's gone to the lead of Norton and put it right on his chest. A searing kick.
That's the Bailey Dale we know, we love.
Aaron Norton, 6 goals in 5 games. Now would be a good time. And he lands the first blow. Robes up the wing. West is on the long lead. Desperate to give it to Dale on the flyby and did. Dale's the kicker. Lobs the target. One-on-one with Cordy. Waitman's the crummer. The roller for a third. Bump, bump, bump. Home. Cody Waitman's the hot hand. And the Dogs have got a substantial early lead.
Probing one to Duray. True centre wing out of side. Kicks towards left half forward. 2-on-2. Darcy at the front. Norton was at the back. And he grabs the football with the crumbs. 40 metres out. Drives it home. Duray wheels and goes. Kick towards the pocket. Over the head of Wes Norton. The pack crashes and Darcy's at the back. And he goes bang. So another one for the Bulldogs. They are responding.
Around to Burns. Now what's he got? He's at the 50. Oh, he's racked with indecision and his kick's a real flop to the top of the square. O'Donnell dropped it, Jones Golden. By hook or by crook, the Saints have fashioned a goal. Just their second.
So Hugo Garcia, who excited the Saints fans last week, this for his first goal in AFL and puts it through. And to a man, they run to the young man. That's a highlight for the Saints in the first half. To the square, Norton sets himself, couldn't quite take it. Treloar's there, throws it off the boot, bounces it through. Adam Treloar with the goal. And that's the settler that the Dogs needed. And then kicks inside 50, almost set up for Darcy, scooped up by Lobb, and then it was Gallagher around the body. And a quick fire start for the Dogs. Another one. This time, Harvey Gallagher.
Riley Garcia on the turn, wobbled it to full forward. Bontempelli hangs on this time. He's had a few looks. It just hasn't been his night. He won't mind personally because the team has responded so well, but he'd love to get in on the act. Bontempelli to join the scoring spree. And he does. Long penetrating kick in. Marked by Windhager. Links it up to Hill. Wrong footed to them in the middle. Hand pass to Hugo Garcia. This has been right up the line of the middle of the ground. Garcia to the teeth of goal. No Mark Membry. He fights on in the pocket. Has the footy. Hand pass to the teeth of goal. And Owens will put it through. That's as good a goal as you would ever see from a kick in.
Stocker for St Kilda. Long inside 50. He goes calm as always. Fumbled it. It goes to ground. Saints again. Membry, can he get another one? In quick succession, it's bouncing, it's bouncing, it's there.
And he kicks it inside 50 for Sharman, who reaches up and takes the mark. He goes back to take the set shot. That'll see us out. That has been a mightily impressive response from the Bulldogs. Restoring plenty of faith internally and externally as well on what has been a dirty, dirty night for the Saints. Just the margin to be sorted. Cooper Sharman takes his kick from wide outs. It's a great kick to close, but it prompts no joy for the Saints. Their ninth and final goal. They go under by 10 goals neat as the Dogs square the ledger. $26,719 were in to see it at Marvel. The votes fell the Bulldogs' way. 3 to Bailey Dale, who put on a kicking clinic. 2 to Adam Treloar and 1 to Aaron Norton. The Dogs are 3-3. The Saints slump to 2-4. That's round 6 underway. You'll hear every game called live and in full on AFL Nation.